last interview is with Joe Pride, who's got, of course, a lot of interest in the Silver Eagle with Fasica. Morning, Joe.
Yeah, good morning.
Just 2.5 mil of rain out here, mate. The sun's out. It's just been opposite to what we normally cop here at Randwick.
Yeah, and vice versa for out here. We've had all the rain, so still raining now, actually. But, hard to think. They might get a little bit more yet, but I'm pretty comfortable where it's at, and I'm also not too bothered if we got a decent amount more. She's very capable on both surfaces.
Yeah, it's a big 15 minutes for you today, and 5:35:45.
Yeah, you noticed that, did you? That's pretty painful. I've got to wait all day just for 15 minutes or so. Pain or ecstasy, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. Look, she was very brave, suffering her first defeat there first up.
It was a terrific run. Yeah, look, I couldn't have been happy with it as a return and right there, and sort of, you know, went home and had to think about it at night and scrapped the plan to run in the pendant to really concentrate on this eagle. And, you know, obviously going by the Silver Eagle.
Yeah, you were happy enough to give her a little tick-over trial during the week?
Yeah, definitely. Look, I think a month between runs and sort of anticipated that possibly a wet track, you know, where you need a little bit more fitness. So, look, a really easy trial, but couldn't have been happy with the way she towed Rachel to the line. And it also gave Rachel an opportunity to sit on her as well.
What did she say?
Loved her. Yeah. She pulled up and she had a squeal and a play after the trial, and that's why I love seeing my horses come off the track. You know they've got something in reserve, and all week she's, when you see her in the enclosure today, she looks amazing. She's just dapples on dapples, and she's a beautiful big mare. And, you know, it's a good test for her today, though. I have a lot of respect for opposition. It's a good field.
It certainly is. Tactically, was she a little slow into stride the other day? Is that in a makeup or not?
No, not at all. Look, she possibly was a little slow the other day, but I think she jumped well, but then just relaxed. Which she does really well. I love that with me. She's very adaptable. You know, she doesn't have one single sort of pattern, and that gives you the opportunity to be a bit versatile. And, you know, we'll see how the track's playing today, but she's always on speed, somewhere thereabouts. But I love the draw. You know, she should get the right sort of run.
Ball of Muscle, happy with him?
Yeah, really happy. So these old horses, they can put in a run like that. He hates the valley. I'm convinced of it now. It's taken me a little while to work it out, but he ran well there 4 years ago, but his three runs since have been all very poor. And you know, similar thing last year, came off a failure in the Moya to win the Scalacci. So pleasantly surprised how this race came up. I'm not going to say it's weak, because there's no such thing as a weak group race, but it's not what I potentially thought it could be. And it also looks a race where he could well get to control things, which is what he likes the best.
Take up the offer if he wins?
Oh, look, we'll see. It's a long week. It's a long week. We're going to get him back to Sydney and everything else. So the main aim is just to have him run well in the Scalacci, and we'll consider all things, you know, given the way he pulls up.
Righto. Good luck, Joe. We'll see you out here for your 15 minutes of fame.
No, I'm in Melbourne for 15 minutes of fame.
Jeez.
Yeah. My racing manager's got a terrible record saddling up Ball of Muscle, so I thought I'd better go and do the job myself.
All right, mate. Well, if you win, we know you'll be doing it every time it runs. Good luck.
Beautiful. Good on you. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, mate.